Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Don't forget, the rest of this month, go to otrwesterns.com/survey and fill out our listener survey. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, August 5th, 1954. And the title is Convict Valley. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a listener.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Bravo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Convict Valley. The story of Convict Valley has its parallel in the annals of the Old West. For Convict Valley was a town founded by an escaped murderer, and its purpose was to shelter criminals, desperados, and killers. As the town grew, its outcast residents went forth into the territory to rob and kill and put fear into the hearts of men. But one man who lived in the nearby thriving town of Cottonwood Bluffs spoke out publicly. As our story opens, a rider reins his horse in before the Convict Valley Cafe.
Wait till Hack reads this.
Hey, Hack! Look at this!
What you got there, right?
It's a newspaper printed over in Cottonwood Bluffs.
Huh? Yeah. Tom Morris been writing any more about us?
Just read it. Right here on the front page. Huh?
Hey, boys, come here. That buzzard Tom Morris. Listen to this. It is long past time Convict Valley was wiped out. For honest men to be terrorized by such spawn and dregs of humanity. Hey, what's that mean, Rance?
Well, it ain't nice.
Yeah. Dregs of humanity is disgraceful. So let every man in Cottonwood Bluffs arm himself to the teeth. Ride to Convict Valley and clean out that community of criminals once and for all. Gonna clean out this community, huh? Now we'll see about that.
We ought to go after that editor for writing that, Heck.
Yeah, that's just what we're gonna do, Rance. We're gonna get him and we're gonna burn down his place. Settle up, you hombres. We're riding to Cottonwood Bluffs.
Senor Tom Morris not expect to see us, Cisco.
No, he will not expect us, Pancho. But since we are in this part of the country, it is fitting to call and pay our respects.
What's Senor Tom doing in Cottonwood Bluff, Cisco?
I believe he's running a newspaper, Chico.
Oh, a newspaper.
See? After Senor Tom resigned from the Border Patrol because of poor health, he came to Cottonwood Bluffs.
Uh-huh.
Being a man of some education, he decided to start a newspaper.
You know, Senor Tom saved Pancho's life, Cisco.
See, he also saved my life, amigo.
Mm-hmm.
Those bandidos in the border cafe would have shot us both in the back if Senor Tom had not drawn his gun just when he did.
That's too close.
See, what? Wait, Pancho, hold up.
Hold up. Why we stop, Cisco? Why we stop, huh? Why?
Look, over there to the south.
Oh, riders.
Many of them. About 25, I would say.
They ride this way.
On a trail that comes in close to this one and branches out again away from it. Let us ride ahead where the brush will hide us from their view. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Lobo. Come on.
Easy now. Huh?
Go up.
Ah, this is good.
Maybe the hombres already see us, Cisco.
No, I do not think so.
No?
We were partly concealed by the trees back there.
But why we wait for these hombres, Cisco? They're cowhands, no?
No, I do not think so.
No?
They are heavily armed, Pancho, with six guns and rifles. Quieto, here they come.
Quieto, here they come.
Now we get to Cottonwood Bluffs, I want five of you hombres to guard one end of the street. Five more to guard the other end. Rest of us will take care of getting Tom Orson burning down his place.
Right,
Cisco, did you hear this?
I did, Pancho. I need to hear no more than that. You will have to get to Cottonwood Bluffs before those hombres do.
Will this trail go there, Cisco?
I'm not sure, but I think it must.
Mm-hmm.
You will have to take that chance. Up there,
yeah, yeah. Go, 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 go.
Howdy, Tom.
Howdy, Sheriff.
I suppose you know why I come over here.
I could guess. You didn't like my piece in the paper about Convict Valley.
Well, it ain't that I didn't like it, Tom. It's just that I figure it's poor timing on your part to print it now.
Why?
Well, you know why? Because I ain't yet been able to convince the commander of the fort upriver to help me go after the killers over there.
The commander won't act till he gets orders to act from his superior. His superior's in Washington. Chances are he won't be back for another month, maybe not for 2 months.
Oh, but, Tom, there's 25 or 30 of them outlaws over in the valley.
Yeah, and there's about 50 able-bodied men right here in this town. Not to mention how many live on ranches around here. We don't need the Army's help. We can take care of it ourselves.
Well, most of our men are plumb scared.
No, I can't believe that, Sheriff. Trouble is, no attempt's been made to arouse them.
What do you mean by that?
I mean it's your duty as Sheriff to clean out Convict Valley. When my paper comes out again, I'm going to say so in a lot stronger language than I'm using right now.
Oh, you better take it easy, Tom. You ain't running my office, even if you did used to be a border rider.
But I am standing up for the rights of the people, Sheriff. If we let those coyotes get away with any more rustling and holdups and killings, they'll take over this town. I'm not saying you're scared of them. Not now. But I will say so if you don't get busy right away.
Who's this?
Well, by thunder, I swear it's a Cisco Kid and Pancho.
What is this, here, Tom?
What is this, here, Tom?
Well, say, I'm mighty glad to see you two, hombre. Sit down. Sheriff Higgins. The Cisco Kid and Pancho.
Hey, Sheriff.
The Pancho, Pancho.
We would like to visit with you, Senor Tom, but time does not permit.
Hombres lie this way, Senor Tom.
Yeah, what hombres?
Big crowd of them out along the trail. They are armed with rifles and six guns, senor.
Oh, I knew it. That blasted piece in the paper.
We overheard them say they were riding here, Senor Tom.
To get you and burn down the place, no?
Well, I haven't had a good fight for a long time. I'll go right upstairs and get all my guns.
No, no, no. Wait, Senor Tom.
Sheriff!
Well, what do you want, deputy?
Sheriff, there's a big mob. A big mob of men riding to town. I could see them through... through the glasses.
Yeah, we know that, deputy.
Yes, but it's Hack Blair. I say it's Hack Blair and all them convicts. What'll we do? I say, what'll we do, Sheriff?
Well, what do you think, deputy?
Well, I can't make decisions. I ain't good at it.
Turn off
I...
the men of the town, Sheriff, and be quick about it.
Well, this is kind of short notice.
Yes, my goodness, they're most here now.
I'll go get my guns.
Senor Tom, the odds are too great. Those hombres will kill you. Get out of here and stay under cover until they have left.
Get out nothing and let them burn down my place?
Pancho and I will hold them off as long as we can until the sheriff brings us some help.
Yeah.
No, nothing doing.
I tell you, you will be killed.
They not kill Cisco and Pancho, Senor. They not know Cisco and Pancho.
It's no use talking. I'll stay right here and fight it out.
Senor Tom.
Yeah?
I hate to have to do this, senor, but if I do not, you will lose your life.
Oh. Hey, what's the idea of knocking him out, Cisco?
I just told you why. Now, you and the deputy, get him out of here at once. Take him where those bandidos will not find him.
Who are you giving orders to?
I am giving them to you, Senor Sheriff. Apparently, someone has to. Now, get Senor Tom out of here.
Well, all right. Take his feet, deputy.
Take his feet, yes, all right. Take his feet. Oh, these decisions.
Well, take him to the store, deputy. Yes, that's the best place.
And then get a posse, quickly.
He not answered you, Cisco.
I do not think we can expect any help from him. Pancho,
huh?
Go to the window.
Uh-huh.
Over behind the press.
Behind the press.
You better take up your station there.
Yes, Cisco.
I will stay here.
Riders come now, Cisco. Come right here.
See, they are a tough-looking bunch.
Me and the Franks will go in. As you hombres spread out and keep this street covered.
All right.
What can I do for you, hombres?
Huh? Who are you?
Makes no difference who I am.
Hey, wait a minute, Heck. That's a Cisco Kid.
In Pancho, no?
Ah. Cisco Kid, huh? What are you doing up in this part of the country?
It is none of your business, hombre. And you are not welcome in this place.
Not welcome in this place. Vamos, pronto.
Where's Tom Morris?
He's not in this building.
Probably upstairs, hiding under the bed, Heck. Let's go drag him out.
It's just so we'll do.
One moment, hombres. I told you, Senor Morris is not in this building. I meant just that.
Get out of my way.
You are not going up those stairs.
Who's going to stop us?
Just try going up and you will find out.
He's going to stop you, hombre.
Get out of my way or I'll gun you down.
That's what I can grab that gun, hombre. Take it away from you.
It's a good punch, you know. One more.
Hey, punch. Jokes down.
Hombre, lay down on the floor, no?
You. Stand where you are, hombre. Do not reach for your gun.
You're going to be mighty sorry of this, Cisco.
Yeah. Sure is. Come on, Ranch. Get back to the boys.
I think you'd better stay right here, hombres. Both of you. Pancho, take the other hombres' guns.
Yes, Cisco.
We'll hold them here as hostages. Madre mia, Pancho, do not walk in front of me like that.
They go.
Of course they went, just the moment you stepped in front of these guns.
Pancho, sorry, Cisco. Pancho, that thing.
What is done, never mind that now. Get over to your window, Pancho, quickly.
Yes, Cisco. They open fire, Cisco?
There is no question but what they will, Pancho. Even now, that hombre Hack is calling his men around him to give them orders.
Cisco, look. The sheriff walked out of the store. He walked to the bandidos.
Hey, I will give him credit for having courage but not having wisdom.
Hey, you, Hack Flair.
Huh? What do you want, Sheriff?
Now, look. You can't come riding into Cottonwood Bluffs and take over the town this way, Hack. I won't have it.
Hear that, boys? The sheriff won't have it.
I mean that. Either you hombres start riding out of town now, or you're going to have trouble with
it. Go on back in your hole, Sheriff. We're here to get Tom Morris, and we're going to get him.
Sheriff looks as if he might go for his gun. Santos, if he does, he's crazy.
I'll give you one more chance, Hack. You going to leave?
No, we ain't going to leave.
Then,
hey, Sheriff, draw, Cisco.
Madre mia.
No more Sheriff, Cisco.
He should have known they would get him. Now there will be no posse for him, Pancho. We will have to stand off that whole gang by ourselves.
Well, that'll show him a thing or two, Heck. Now let's go after the newspaper office.
Yeah.
All right, open fire, boys. Drill the blasted place with bullets.
Bullets slip right through the wall, Cisco.
Down on the floor, Pancho. Answer their fire.
Answer their fire.
If we get out of this alive, it will be a miracle.
And indeed, it will be a miracle if Cisco and Pancho escape the killer's bullets. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Convict Valley. Riding to Cottonwood Bluffs to visit their friend, newspaper editor Tom Morris, Cisco and Pancho overheard the killers of Convict Valley swear to kill Morris and burn his place for a story he printed against them in his paper. At full gallop, our friends rode to warn Morris, who stated he would stay and fight it out. To save his life, Cisco knocked Morris out and ordered the sheriff and deputy to carry him to safety. Now, defending the newspaper office as best they can against the hail of bullets.
Santo Cisco, bullets give Pancho the haircut, no?
Keep down. Flat on the floor, Pancho. We will get a chance to return their fire, do so.
Yeah, Pancho got a chance now, Cisco. Pancho, make that hombre dance, Cisco.
I will try to make that Hack hombre dance.
He dance too, Cisco. He dance faster.
See, but we cannot hold out much longer, amigo. We're running out of ammunition.
What we do, Cisco? In the sheriff dead, no sheriff now.
Wait, here comes someone. Running out of the store. Madre mia, does he want to get killed?
It's a deputy, Cisco. He run to here.
See, Pancho? Keep shooting. You must try to spoil their aim.
The deputy not hit yet.
I think he's going to make it, Pancho.
I ain't never going to try that again.
I would not if I were you, deputy. Why did you leave the store to come here?
Well, I can't get them in the store to fight, Cisco. There's 10 of them in there. Not counting Tom. He ain't quite come to yet.
10 of them and none of them will fight?
Well, they figure this here fight's between Tom and them outlaws on account of what Tom printed in the paper.
What is this piece he printed?
Well, here's the paper right here, Cisco, on the counter there.
Oh, gracias. Your eyes on those banditos outside, deputy.
Yes.
Oh, so this is the trouble. Convict Valley. I've heard about that place. Did not realize it was so near this town. The men here will not back up Senor Tom in such a worthwhile campaign as this.
Looks to me like Hack Blair's got him plumb scared, Cisco. He's got me scared, too. But I'm going to keep on shooting.
Deputy, you are all right.
See, you're not scared, Deputy.
No, but it's them decisions that licks me.
Very well. I will make a decision for you. You and Pancho stay here and hold those hombres off, and I will get over to the store and talk to those men.
But, Chisco, you not run over here. You get shot down, no?
We will all get shot down anyway, Pancho, unless someone can get those men to help us. I will start with the first lull in the firing.
What the deputy run over to the newspaper office for?
I don't know, Ray. Sheriff come out of the store, too, just while we gunned him down.
Yeah. Maybe we ought to get into that store.
Yeah, I aimed it. After we get Tom Morris and burn that newspaper office.
Maybe that Cisco kid told the truth when he said Morris wasn't in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody saw us coming to town and warned him. He got out of there.
Better rush that building now.
Yeah, you better take it easy, Hack. Since it's a bad shot, don't let nobody tell you ain't.
You getting even with that, hombre? You're all as sore as a boiler yet.
Sure, get even. Be smart about it. Wait till they run out of ammunition.
Maybe.
Meanwhile, Heck, better have some of the boys sneak up behind that store and get in.
You may be right. All right, boys, hold up the shooting. You get around. Now, here's what we're going to do. Vance, you take five of the boys and get your horses if you're riding away. Then make a circle and come back behind the store, and then we'll be all safe.
Now, the firing has died down. I will make a dash for the store, Pancho.
Pancho, dash for the store too, Cisco?
No.
No?
You stay here with the deputy, amigo.
Well, I guess I can hold him off. Hold him off alone, Cisco?
That does not make sense, Senor Deputy. Pancho can stay here. It'd be dangerous for him to try to get to the store. He cannot run fast.
Pancho, run fast when the bullets zip it, Pancho.
Nevertheless, I want you to stay here, amigo. If those banditos start shooting at me, try to spoil their aim.
Si, leave it to me. Try, Cisco.
We'll try to get those men in the store to help. Hasta la vista.
Hey, there goes Cisco. Open up, boys. Open up. I got Cisco.
I will give those hombres something to think about.
Cut him down. Cut him down.
You are so good. They're in the door. Doctor, they have locked the door.
Unlock these doors, señores. Quickly. Unlock these doors, I tell you.
You all right, Smithy?
Say, I am all right. Came over here to find out what is the matter with all of you. You're going to sit around like this and let those banditos burn down your town?
Hey, they won't burn it down, stranger. All they want is to wreck that newspaper press. We don't need a newspaper here anyway. How about it, boy?
So, that is your excuse. Well, I never saw such a pack of cowards in all my life.
Easy with that talk, stranger.
That's the stuff, Cisco. Give it to him.
Senor Tom, I'm sorry I had to hit you as I did.
It's all right. I understand. I'm just kind of waking up, Cisco. I'm with you in anything you want to do.
What I want to do is make these men realize their town is in danger. Once those banditos set fire to a place, they will not stop until they have burned every building in the town.
Just let them try.
Oh, you do not like the sound of that. Make no mistake, that is just what they will do.
They sure will.
So I would advise you, hombres, to look to your guns starting right now.
What in blazes was that? Cisco, they're coming in through the back window.
Hush them, boys. Get them down.
Yeah, get
them. Take cover, you men. Right now.
I'm getting you first, Cisco.
I can shoot that gun. Yeah. Hand, bandito. Also, all of yours.
I'm pretty good at that myself, Cisco. Oh. Even with a barbed gun.
You first, Cisco.
Rush him, boys.
Very well. We will fight it out.
I'm with you, Cisco.
Good deal. We get no help, Senor Tom. Then we will no longer ask for help.
Right.
Take care of these coyotes ourselves.
Rush him again, boys.
Just about one more punch will dispose of you, hombre.
Oh.
Now one for you, then for you.
I got this one, Cisco.
Well, I'll say your time, and I will take care of this one.
Go! Yeah. Oh, boys, we're taking this fellow now.
You hear that, Cisco? Say, you hombres, at least you can tie up these banditos so we can get them to jail.
Stranger, I reckon if you can come here and fight for us like that, we can do a little fight for you. Get out the gun, boys. Let's go!
In the store by now. Come on, let's rush that newspaper off.
Come on! What do we do?
Oh, another of them blasted decisions.
Hold the door, Deputy.
No ammunition, huh? Now we got you. Kick down the door, boy.
Don't kick down the door, hombre. Don't kick down the door.
Now you got it, boy. Once more. That's the stuff. Now gun whip
him. Don't gun whip Pancho. Cisco! Cisco!
Pancho, hold on for just a moment more.
Hey, look. Great sweet Cisco's got a bunch of men behind him.
Open up, boys!
Now nobody Cisco Kid. I want to get him myself.
Glad to hit your hand, Andre. And make your shot go wild.
Thunder.
You will do nothing, Bandito. I will take that gun of yours. It's good work, Pancho.
The only decision, the only decision I have got to make now is to fight. Well, what are we waiting for? You scoundrel!
I'll break your neck, Cisco.
That is big talk, Bandito. Too big for you. First place, you're not going to get your hands on me. And in the second place, even if you did, it would not help you.
Hit him again, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho, since you tell me to, I will.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno. He goes to sleep too, no?
Cisco! Hey, Cisco, they're running. They're running away. My goodness, what do we do?
Can you not make that decision for yourself, Deputy? It should be simple.
Come on, Deputy, we'll go after them.
Yes, that's what we'll do, Tom. That's just what we'll do. Get your horses, boys. We're going to round up every last one of them scoundrels.
I'd like to have the attention of all of you for a minute. As you all know, we've cleaned out that town of Convict Valley, sent all those outlaws back to jail where they belong. And I guess all you hombres know who's responsible, not only for running those bandits to earth, but for making every man jack in this town ashamed of himself for not doing something about it sooner. I'm going to call on him in just a minute. But before that, his partner might have a word to say. Pancho?
Pancho not can make the speech, say you, Tom. Pancho just say, it's a good meal. And Pancho say, gracias. And now Pancho eat some more, no?
Yeah, eat away, Pancho. I guess you've earned it. Well, the man I'm referring to, neighbors, is the Cisco Kid. Cisco! Yeah!
Gracias, Senor Tom. Gracias, amigos. Let me say first of all that Pancho and I only defended our own lives, which anyone would do. But apart from that, senores, I'm very glad we came to this town when we did. It is always a great pleasure for me to see people suddenly realize that the law is behind them. And that when the law is behind them, they themselves are 10 times as strong. Always remember that, amigos, and the bandidos will never again bother you. For they are always afraid of the power of the law. Gracias and adios.
Cisco!
Hey, Pancho.
It was a fine big meal, Cisco, no?
Hey, Pancho, it was. It was a fine tribute to us. One we will never forget.
Pancho, never forget that roast beef, Cisco.
I'm sure you will not, amigo. That was certainly a fine banquet.
Pancho liked the banquet, Cisco, but Pancho Don Jose not like the banquet.
Your Uncle Jose does not like banquets?
No, not like banquet.
But your Uncle Jose likes to eat as well as you do, Pancho.
Oh, see, Uncle Jose likes to eat, but then Uncle Jose wants to go home to sleep.
Oh, I see. And he cannot go home because of the speeches.
That's what Uncle Jose not like, Cisco. Long speeches.
I suppose he does not like them because they keep him awake.
See, but Uncle Jose not get invited to no more banquet.
Well, why not, Chico?
But the last banquet Uncle Jose go to, the mayor of the town make a long, long speech.
The mayor of the town made a long speech.
See, and Uncle Jose nod his head and his eyes closed. But he not could go to sleep.
Well, what did your Uncle Jose do then?
He not do nothing, Cisco, until the waiter come along with a big tray of dishes.
Big tray of dishes?
See, and stumble and hit Uncle Jose over the head with all the dishes.
Then what?
And then Uncle Jose fix it so he not get invited to no more banquet.
Well, how did he fix it, Pancho?
Uncle Jose sit up, look at the mayor and yell out, "Hit me again! I still can hear him!"
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. ¶¶ Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.